Hello everyone, this is Monsef Afqir and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. So glad to connect with you again. So thank you so much for your presence and for being here with us, whether live or also for those of you who will be listening to the replay. So thank you so much for your energies, and also very excited that Barbara Canals is with us on the show for the first time. I really love the work she does, the energy she brings, and the transformation that she helps her clients experience through reconnecting to divine source energy, and also clearing on a DNA level, which is really, really powerful and very very needed in this time, because we are radically transforming collectively, and so many things are coming to the surface, and we need to clear like those limiting energies that we've been holding on to for a long time within our body and DNA. And so very excited about today's call. We will be talking about New Earth, a new platform of consciousness, living in the new time with the crystal and golden energies and integrating spirits into the body. And before we start, I would love to share with you briefly about Barbara. So Barbara's work, Barbara works with source energy, assisting with the reconnection, integration of one's heart, truth, and essence. She works both in groups and one-on-one to go deeper into the root cause of issues. The work assists in the release of physical, mental, and emotional discomfort, as well as releasing entanglements from karma, unconscious conditioning, attachments, energy leakages, limitations, etc. She also does aura transformation, an extremely powerful one-time in-person treatment to radically expand your consciousness, integrate your higher self spirit into your physical body, and upgrade your aura to a non-permeable crystal aura. Wonderful. So with that, Barbara, welcome to the show. Very happy to have you with us.
Hi, Monsef. Thank you so much. And hi, everyone on the call.
Beautiful. Barbara, I shared maybe just a little bit about you through the bio, and I would love if maybe you can tell us more about the different kind of work you are doing.
Yeah, first of all, what you said at the end, aura transformation, I have to give a thank you to Annie Senoff, which is the creator of aura transformation, and she was the one that received it back in at the end of the 80s, with the coming in of the new time energy. And I say, like, when I had my aura transformed, life changed for me. And so it's really important for me to, you know, explain what aura transformation is to other people, as it might help them. And basically, it's this treatment, and it's one time energy treatment, which is based of, like, it's done in two sessions, and it has to be in person because it's a massive upgrade on the person's consciousness. And basically, it's a transformation of a person's aura from what we call in aura transformation a soul-based aura. So an aura, anyone that was born before the mid-90s has a soul-based aura, which is the aura that has, like, that we know connected to all the chakras, and that has the etheric body, the astral body, which is that which has, that is connected, that has, contains all the information of our Akash or our karmic information, and then you know, our lower mental body and our higher mental body, which connects to our higher self. So you release that aura and we create in that session a new aura, which is the crystal aura, which is a type of aura that all the children that are coming into Earth have. Is an aura that is, it's the crystal energy, but it's also, it's an aura that's impermeable to outside energies, and where all our energy is contained within this aura. And it obviously, like, there's no karma to it, there's no bodies to it, it is just completely integrated within the body. So then our spirit is within our aura and in our body, so that we are in our own consciousness. Instead of having to sit down and meditate to connect to your higher self or to your consciousness, that is within the body, in your auric structure and in the cells. And what is really incredible, especially for people that are empaths, or for example me, I even in the work that I do, which I work with light language, and I bring down like my let's say the gifts of the consciousness that I bring through to this earth, is for me, I was very tired. And I could feel like everyone's energy, like most of us, we're empaths. And so our soul-based aura, the old type of aura, is usually like, because of all these high frequencies that are on Earth now, usually very either leaky or fractured, you know, or aura doesn't hold well. So it's not actually serving a purpose for us. Like all these energies are coming in, be it from Earth of other people or from non-earthly energies. But it's like, you know, we're overtaken, so we don't actually realize what is ours and what is not. And even if we do realize, it's really hard to actually maintain your energetic, your pure frequency, because everyone, we all come in with, you know, our own like spirit frequency. To try and maintain that is really hard. So so when you upgrade to a crystal aura, all of a sudden it's like all your energy is coming back to you. And you don't have influence from the collective consciousness, so that you're very clear into what is your own truth. You're very connected only to your heart. At the same time, because you're connected in the heart, so you're connected to your own truth, but you're connected to divine source. So at the same, you have an individual consciousness, and at the same time, think about the whole. You're very holistic. That's why it's like key and so important for people to get upgraded and become conscious in this level, because if you have that integrated in your being, it means that you think about the world very differently. Collective conditioning, such as like that we have inside of us, and there's nothing to judge, but we bring, you know, it's just energies that come into us, like maybe greed or jealousies and all these things, sort of drop off. They don't exist when you have this crystal consciousness. So you let go of that connection to the collective consciousness. A lot of shame, this one experience on my own, like, you know, I had a lot of shame, and it was the shame that I was picking up of the place that I was living in. It wasn't mine. I understood, like, as soon as I moved here to LA, I started having feelings of shame. I was like, this isn't mine. What is this? And when I got aura transformed, I realized, because as soon as I got the crystal aura, those feelings strayed away and left. They weren't there. They didn't. So, and then also we the most important is that you no longer have karma. So you can start living out of your dharma. So basically you live a life where spirit is integrated into your body. And therefore, you can start accessing your life purpose. And that is what, like, completely opens you up to living a life of joy when you're really living your purpose. And instead of, like, having, like, all the, you know, ancestral and all these, you know, just staying in the wheel of karma, which can become extremely tiring, because there's no free will in that.
Yeah, that's really, really interesting, and it's really powerful experience to have, and yeah.
It is a very powerful experience to have, but it's also wanting to step into another platform of consciousness, which it is where you become completely sovereign for your own self, mm-hmm. or you know, you don't give it ends up like you don't really. Once you're in this platform of consciousness, take responsibility for yourself, because you know that in every decision that you make is a step towards realization And every you understand how much you are part of the whole, so you become responsible for every thought you have, because you're not bombarded with the collective thoughts or ancestral thoughts, but you are, let's say, your own thoughts. And we know that we create with our thoughts. So you become very responsible with what you're doing with your, because thoughts are energy. You start taking responsibility for your energy, not invading anyone's energy, because sometimes we do, we don't even manage our energy, or not allowing anyone to come into your energy. If that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It does. It's really wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so today we are talking about New Earth and living on the New Earth. So I would love if you can tell us maybe your perspective about how to go through the experiences that we are going through right now worldwide, and because we are, even though like we are seeing like so many challenges worldwide, it's a transition where we are co-creating collectively a new earth. So I would love if you can tell us your perspective about this time.
Yeah, I think it's not about this time, but what we can do for ourselves is try and connect ourselves. Well, the most important is connect ourselves to our body. The more present we are in our body, the more we can stay in balance within our own selves. And it is about this. It's about balance and actually not reacting to all. So there's a lot going out there, but it's trying to connect with our own truth and our own deeper knowing. You know, activating that deeper knowing. So sometimes when we look outside a lot and, you know, find all this information, I feel like maybe we can get lost, you know, in all the potentials and all this, like, in all the stories. So it's very important now to come back into the body, come back into the heart, and allow for the body to the body's here for something. So allow for the body to move you. And to really tell you what's good for you and what's not. There's no right or wrong, let's say, but what is good for you, you know, and your real truth. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. I thought you were still sharing. Absolutely. It's how to say, like, being in the body is very, very important currently, because many times, like, when a challenge happens or when we feel triggered with something, it's like we feel we are not really present within the body. But really feeling grounded, it's very important, because the body it's our vessel through this transformation, through this awakening, and also it needs to. We need to take care of it, so also it can, how to say, go through this ascension and transformation journey.
Exactly, because this is part of, like, as we crystallize, which crystallizing is integrating spirit into the body. It's so we each have, like, our, you know, divine qualities to integrate into every cell. When we integrate this spirit into every cell of our body, that's the process of crystallizing, and it's bringing the crystal energy into the cells. Then that's,
mm-hmm.
you know, that is a really hard process for the body, but it is extremely important to take care of, because we've come to Earth at this point to do this, you know. To bring up until now, it was really hard to integrate spirit into the body. But now we're in a point with the high frequencies that there are in there, in the planet, where we can integrate our spirit into our body. So, it's part of,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, caring. The thing is, there is, with that comes, like, a lot of, like, what people call ascension symptoms, which is, like, you know, maybe people, I don't know what people, like, memory loss or foggy, like sort of brain, not being extremely tired or all these things. So if you actually upgrade your aura to, like, if you do that aura upgrade, which is like you expand your consciousness so much, but all those ascension symptoms, which are part of like the body crystallization, if you don't have that platform of consciousness or the crystal aura, if you have the crystal aura, they sort of fade away. It's like you're ready to go because your mm-hmm. whole system, energetic system, is like upgraded so that you can carry through those changes. So it's very important because for me, for example, I was, before I got my work upgraded, I was tired. I was tired. I slept so much and it's, you know, and really, like, we're here on earth to carry out a purpose. So we don't have like that much time to be like sort of like sleeping, you know, and taking like all these, I don't know, meditations. And a lot of people have to go through, I know a lot of people have to do like, you know, morning routines to be able to go through their day, or can't really be exposed to other people because, you know, it's too much. Other people's, or like the daily world is too much or noise or whatever. So all of a sudden it's like, if you upgrade and you have like this aura, which is like actually your protection, and it's being able to live on this earth and undergoing all those mm-hmm. changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're you're just like such a let's just say, like, we upgrade our computers and our phones all the time, mm-hmm. like, you know,
right.
because mm-hmm. things keep changing and moving so fast. So it's the same for us, like, you know, under an energetic perspective, everything is like, you know, going higher, 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 or like, you know, different frequencies. And so, but if we don't take care of like that invisible part of us, you know, and upgrade it, then it's sort of really hard, the process. We're just mm-hmm. like, our bodies are like so slow, you know, to catch up.
Yeah, absolutely. And also I wanted to ask you about, because in the spiritual community, we see many who feel like a huge resistance of having the physical experience. Because we are all like, how to say, maybe our soul or higher self is incarnating simultaneously in many other dimensions and systems. But there are some who feel the resistance more to the physical reality and are having a hard time being in their physical body. So how they can bring this balance and be able to at the same time connect to the spiritual, to their spiritual side, and at the same time be grounded in their body and make the experience more easier for them?
Yeah, well, it's I would say connection with nature is super important, you know. And one thing that I just, like, my body keeps telling me, and I just don't, my whole being sort of knows, is to walk barefoot and connect to the earth. But like, even I finish sessions and I even put my hands like on the earth, and sometimes even my forehead, whatever your body sort of feels like doing that, you know, will drop you down further to ground. And it's like hugging trees, all of that. But I mean, the thing is, like, embodying like spirit or higher self, bringing it down into the body and being able to sustain that, because what is very hard with our soul, well, this is what I found for myself, with our soul-based aura, because it's energy that comes in, and usually, like, we keep leaking the energy out, or there's so many, like, patterns and entanglements that come back, and they bring us out of balance. So, you know, this is like, it might not resonate with people, but if I had to, if people would ask, you know, when you're asking me, I say, like, go and get your, if it resonates with you, go and get your aura upgraded. Because once you feel, the thing is, like, there's, when the people that have resistance to coming into the body, it's either that they've don't have any earthly energies within them, so they have no connection, let's say, to this planet, or that they have undergone so much trauma that, you know, and there's like, and they have no energetic protection on an auric level, that it's sort of like very scary, you know, and this is not even like on a actual, like something that they might be aware of, but it just, so, you know, all of a sudden when energetically, and this is like bigger than what you can say in words, but it's just like, imagine all of a sudden if you've had something that was like so that anyone could invade, you know, like the protection around you, this aura, anyone could come in. So like you leave your body and you don't want to come back into your body because it might be really scary in there and there might be a lot of stuff. But all of a sudden, if this, this, call it protection, well, your aura, this thing around you, you know, your sort of like fenced yard is impermeable, so nobody can come in, all of a sudden your body's a safe place to land into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, my God, when there's embodiment, when spirit comes into the body and you start to like actually, yeah, you really come into the body. It's the most amazing thing. It's like the biggest joy to be on earth, you know, and you're like in this, because you have, if you're doing it with a crystal aura, you have this very high frequency. You sort of like just completely connect to earth because that is like the earth frequency, you know, that we are. And it's truly incredible. And it's like just pure joy to be landing, because then it's like the recognition that, oh my God, I know what I came here for. And that is one of the biggest like things, you know, to understand. It doesn't have to be that you need to have the things planned out, like, you know, and it's like a list of things that you came here to do. No, it's just like the sense of knowing from within, through, you know, really from like from your gut, from your heart, from every cell of your body, that is like, yes, I know what I came here for. And that makes sense, you know, that gives sense to everything. So it's just like a permanent joy that lives within your body, because you know it's so important. And it is not only yours, but it is of the whole. So then what really comes out is that you want to share, and you want to share with people openly. You want to share yourself because you realize how beautiful you are. It's
Yeah. Yeah, that's really beautiful.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, that's what I say, like, that's why it's so important to me to share, to share what aura transformation can do to people, for anyone that like feels, you know, a little bit like they resonate with this, because it's the tool that I found for myself, you know, the treatment that was like actually integrated everything, brought everything back. We are like vast consciousness. So it's like in a very sort of like simple physical treatment, a lot happens. It's insane. And you know, a lot of our consciousness can just start coming back into the body. So we start recognizing our gifts, and I mean, how amazing is it to not live like out of our karma anymore? You know, we're ready, like we, at the time where we are on earth, we're ready to move, well, whoever, you know, is, but like, we can do that. We can no longer live from our karma, but live our dharma, and with free will. So it means not, you know, not having to like, I don't know, how keep like stepping on, falling over the same rocks over and over, but like live a purpose.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really wonderful. Yeah, thank you so much for sharing about that. And can we take questions from the audience?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So yeah, everyone, if you are on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2, And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. Okay, we have a caller from California, phone number ending with 8097. Hello?
Yes, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. Hello. What is your name?
Alexandra.
Hi, Alexandra.
Hi. I have a situation, a condition that happened in 1999 when I had a total Kundalini experience, and I was one with my higher self, and I totally got my purpose, and actually I was doing my purpose, and then I had to choose between my purpose and my mother. And then I also was traumatized by doing my purpose. I got sexually molested. And then my purpose was rejected. And I thought I had a twin flame, and he rejected me. And having to give up my whole life and then dealing with my mother in another country. I just had a total.
Alexandra? The voice is clear. I don't know if it's like a muffled or something, the sound. Maybe if you can try to speak a little bit far from the mic or the phone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's worse.
That's worse. No, we don't hear anything.
Can you hear now?
Yeah, now it's better.
Okay. So, yeah. In 1999, I got to that point where I was emerging with my higher self, and I totally knew who I was and what my purpose was, and I was doing my purpose, and then my mother made me choose between my whole life here in America and my purpose and her, and wanted me to totally go back to another country and just be with her. And also I got molested by doing my purpose from a very important agency, and sexually molested twice, and then my project got stolen and rejected, and my twin flame that I thought it was rejecting me, and then I had to move from my house. Somebody bought my house that I was leasing and doubled the rent, and so I lost my home. There was no way to have a double income in 60-day notice. So I got so sick, and nobody could figure out what it was. I thought I had a stroke. But it was such a computer crash that I couldn't talk, I couldn't walk, I could hardly get out of bed, and it took me 2 years to figure out that as a U.S. citizen I'm allowed to go on SSI. It took me 2 years to figure that out, and all my friends were feeding me and taking me to restaurants and getting me groceries, and they said, well, just sleep and you'll get better. Anyway, it's 2020. I still haven't gotten better. And now, I'm managing now. I did get a little better when I actually got my own apartment from my Section 8 program. And, but I've been here and I'm just managing, just leaving, going to the store, getting food, and then eating it, and then going to sleep, taking the dogs out for a walk. That's my whole life. And, I have such an anxiety and panic attacks, and I don't know what happened. And I had a brain MRI, and they said that I didn't have a stroke. So I don't know what happened to me. I must have had an adrenal total drainage, and I was a vegan at the time, so I wasn't eating any protein. And I'm still just managing. So is there anything that you could see for me?
No, Alexandra, I wouldn't know. Like, what is your question exactly? Because you put in
how
there.
How can I heal this? How can I go back to normal? Yeah.
With
I used to run 10 miles a day. I was very active. I was very active in socially, publicly, very, very active. And now I'm even afraid to go to a grocery store because I want to pick up some entities.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I get back to normal, to my old self? And I'm very empathic now. I used to not give a hoot about anything, and I'm so empathic that I have to, like, go 6 foot from people, not because of the COVID, but I don't want to pick up anybody's energy.
Yeah, like
I'm very sensitive now.
Well, it's sad. It's what's happening with a lot of people, you know, and if you upgrade your aura, then that's the way I know, you know, upgrading your aura means that you have an impermeable aura so that other people's energies and, you know, collective thoughts, everything cannot actually come into your energy system. If not, like, as another way, like, just being, like, trying to stay present in your body. So really just you sit down with yourself. Okay, this is a way to sort what we call sorting your energies. And it is you just close your eyes, you sit down, and you send all the energies back to where they belong. So you just send everything back to where they belong, because those energies are not your responsibility. You don't have to care for them. So you send them all back, and you maybe can see, I don't know, people see different things. Maybe you see sort of like everything exploding and going back, or, you know, you actually see it going, you send it specifically back to, you know, a certain person, or you just, like, usually what I do, I just send it back to wherever it came from, and then I call back my energy. And you keep doing that. That's like your, you know, like, very important as a form for energy protection. And, you know, if you're having, because you have, like, your energy structure, your old aura is sort of, like, not in place. That's why one becomes so, you know, so sensitive and empathic. Yeah, but that is, like, that's key. If you want to know more about aura transformation, you can email me. For sure. And that's a treatment that I do in person, and that I can tell you more about it and send you information. But, like, but if not, just, like, this is a way of managing your energy. And it's super important nowadays to manage your energy. There's so that you keep in balance. And keeping in balance is that sending everything back, because in this new platform of consciousness and new earth and everything, we do not take it. It is very difficult for people to understand sometimes, but we do not take on, like, people's energies. We care for that's our sovereignty. We care for our energy, and you send back anything that is not yours.
Okay.
Because those other people might have to deal with their stuff. You know? So just make sure, like, if you're having a lot of problems with it, just do this exercise and keep sorting your energies. Often if you're exposed, even like after this phone call, you know, you clear your energy. Anything, if you're feeling like thoughts that aren't yours, you send them back. If you see thoughts, this is super important, thoughts that are negative thoughts are coming into your mind, you send them back to where they came from, and you call back your own power. Because we're none of those thoughts. Our, like, pure essence is just like joy. It's loving. Pure love intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went into, like, some major fear state, and I'm always in that, like, always in a fight or flight state.
Mm-hmm.
And I never used to have this. I never used to have this. I was so just did whatever I wanted and made my own money, and it went, like, 180 degrees the other way after that, like, everything happened, the perfect storm happened, and it all happened in one, like, in a 2 week area.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, thank
you
so much.
All things, it's like energy also has its own way of working. So, all things happen for a reason, like, you know, like lessons, and then, you know, we learn from them at a certain stage. Change can happen the same way it all happened really quickly one way, it can happen really quickly the other, you know, so sort out those energies out, for sure, and see how that helps for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gave my power away from coming to my mother,
mm-hmm.
and having to choose between two things, that would buckle me up.
Yeah. Thank you so much for saying that, because it changed a lot. When you said it at the beginning and you explained your mom, it was sort of like my mom made me do a decision. And now, but that was like, that's like out of blame. But now you say I gave my power away. So it's already like you're, something has shifted and you're recognizing something, you know?
Yeah. Mm. I couldn't choose between the two things. So I chose to get sick instead.
Mm.
Yeah. I just got sick. Couldn't choose, like a Sophie's Choice thing. But thank you so much.
Thank you.
Email
me if you need, and then sort the energy thing, because that'll be very helpful. You have to be strong in that, and sending all the energy back strongly, and then calling back your energy. And as much as you need to throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Much love to you.
Thank you, Alexander.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Barbara. And, and we have a question from Cindy from Burnaby. Blessings. Is there a process I can do with assisting with reconnection, integration of one's heart, truth, and essence?
That's part of it. Can you repeat the question again? Because I'm not sure.
Yes. Is there a process I can do with assisting with the reconnection, integration of one's heart, truth, and essence?
Yes. Sorting out these energies, which is what I explained now, just sending all the energy. Because what happens is that we're invaded with all these other energies and we're not integrated within ourselves. So we don't even know what we want. You know, it's all like sort of like so much entanglement and collective conditioning. So it's like pretty much sending all that energy away and calling back our own energy, and doing that process over and over. Sorting your energy is so important in order to start recognizing your own energy and not allow other energy inside. And then connection with nature. You know, try and I don't know what level you're already, let's say in this, but like, for example, really feeling into what it is you want to eat, what it is you want to do, really taking care into the body, touching your heart, and start trying to think from your heart while you put your hand in your heart. You know, just, I don't know why, what I'm like, it just, what I'm getting is just to like sit with yourself, with your hand in your heart, and bring your eyes to your heart, and at the same time feeling the earth. And that is an exercise to keep coming back to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as part of it is from the special offers that I did for you, which is part of that, because you know, I do like group sessions and individual sessions where that is part of, you know, I'm assisting with like clearing of like entanglements within the body, and also like allowing for our spirit energy or consciousness to come into the body. So assisting in that whole crystallization process.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing about that, Barbara. And also thank you, Cindy. Yeah, Cindy, thank you so much for your question.
Thank you, Cindy.
So, yeah, we will take more questions in a little bit. I just would love if we can talk now about the program that you put together for our audience, which include two packages. Package A with the personal energy signature recording, which is includes light language and sound recording, and also a second package that has four group energy transmission activations. And I invite everyone listening to us to visit the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Barbara, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page or later on the replay page. So yeah, Barbara, I would love if you can tell us what our audience can expect and what the experience that they can have through the two packages.
Yeah, so the personal energy signature recording, that's package A, and that is basically I connect to your energy signature, so frequency, and I bring that information down through, I speak the languages of light. So I'll bring down record whatever is coming through when I connect to your energy signature. And there is a whole process that goes in through, but there might be like clearing within your energy field and within the body of, entanglement, energetic entanglements, and any clearing that needs to be done, etc. And then because that needs to be clear before spirit is integrated into the body. So then, your consciousness will be integrated into the self. So it is sort of like a DNA activation. And then that comes with, I'm adding two recordings into that. One is for peace, centeredness, and alignment. And it's just a recording, light language recording. But light language is like a circular language, so it speaks to our soul, and basically each recording that I do has like the different intentions. So this one with peace and centeredness and alignment is for that, and you can listen to it as much as you want. And then another one, which is transmuting fear to be here and body. That works a lot. There's a lot of root chakra clearings. But they're beautiful recordings, but especially what is more beautiful, like to me, it's amazing to do the personal energy signature recording, because basically if you purchase it, you have to give me your full name and date of birth. But I connect to your energy signature and bring through like your consciousness. It's beautiful to be able to feel your spirit, and it's amazing. Very beautiful. And people have different experiences with it. Like it might shift things for them. Like, let's say even like physical stuff, people have had physical stuff shifted, or just like a sense of like, coming together and like, more wholeness. More peace. It's special for me to do it. It's very big honor to do something like this, because it's very special. It's an amazing gift for myself to be able to do it, and it's the most beautiful thing to be able to feel people's spirit as they start integrating into the body. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then
go ahead.
No, you were going to ask a question.
Yeah, just for the personal energy signature recording. So when they will receive it, will they need to listen to it like many times, like, for example, daily, or how do they use that?
No, this is like they can, you receive it and you can listen to it whatever you feel like. It is up to you. It's up to your own feeling. You know, you're
mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, each person is gonna know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
The same as with the other recordings as well. You know, they're like in any given time, you just know and whenever you feel like it. Mm-hmm. And I would never tell somebody that they have to listen to something a certain amount of times or that they have to do something a certain amount of times, because that is part of, I don't know better than other people. You know,
right.
Each one of us is our own master, and that's what New Earth is about. We're coming into our own knowing. So this is just, mm-hmm. you know, assisting in that and coming back to that own knowing or whatever. But ultimately, it just, you know, what we're walking into is each one of us, we're not going to need, we're going to want to collaborate and cooperate. And that's what I want to do. I want to collaborate and assist. And but I don't want to tell anyone what they have to do. It is, we just, each one of us knows best. And if I had to say, don't let anyone tell you what you have to do. You know, that your body knows everything. So really connect to your body, connect to yourselves, connect to your heart, and you really know. We've given our power away so much to, like, you know, mediums and people that tell us, like, what it's going to be like, and but it's not where we are now anymore energetically at all.
Mm-hmm.
Each one needs to stand in their own power and do, like, responsibly take the steps to, at least from you know, people that, yeah, you just need to take those steps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really love that. Yeah, it's more about reconnecting to our own inner guidance and trusting that, and
mm-hmm.
Knowing that we don't need to look outside for the answers. We have them within. So yeah, thank you
yeah.
so much,
mm-hmm.
Barbara, and and also you are offering a 4 group energy transmission activations. So I would love if you can tell us more about those.
Yeah, these so these group calls that I do, they're about an hour long. I say about an hour because it could be a little bit longer. It depends on how many people are in the call or if there's like questions or. But what I do is I'll through kinesiology, I have it. So just through the body, knowing what is the out of the group, what is the core, like, issue, blockages or limitations. And these are not even, they are personal, but they're as much personal as collective. So what we're doing in these groups, we're doing it for ourselves, but we're doing it for the whole as well. So we sort of, like, we figure out what it is, the key issues to be worked on. And then it is an energetic transmission. So it's through sound and light language. And, you know, I'll work with, like, the crystal energy source and those blockages or limitations or whatever are balanced and activated. So that what happens is, you know, everyone in the group goes through their own sort of journey. But the ultimate thing is we're integrating spirit into the body and activating ourselves or our DNA and releasing all, like, the imprinting from our cells and our energetic fields. So these groups are great. They're always, like, it's really interesting to also, I think it's nice to work in group because it's interesting to hear other people's stories, what other people are going through, you know. It awakens something, like, it's either a potential of something that, you know, oh, somebody is seeing colors or seeing, so that awakens a potential in us, like, oh, there's, you know, more ways to experience. And also you can share what it is that's going on for you, and you realize that other people are going maybe through the same things. And Yeah, but it's basically, it's like coming back into balance. And it is so important to be in balance now with everything that's going on, but also with like this, mm-hmm. You know, it's like coming, there's a lot that gets activated in the body and that is worked on throughout like the sessions, but it's like a whole rewiring. Every session is guided and every session is different, but it's like rewiring, you know, of our systems and yeah, even like rewiring of the brain, rewiring of our vision of, there's a lot that goes on for us to keep evolving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing those group activations, Barbara. And also when you were sharing about the group, like the benefits of being in a group is that also sometimes there are things that happen to us that we don't understand or we don't, we feel like unable to express it in words. But when we hear others, sometimes they just talk about something that's thing that we are experiencing, and it just brings much more understanding. And also through the interaction and your answer, it can bring guidance and solution for that thing. And that's in among many other benefits, like the energy, it's more, how to say, amplified when we come on a group. And yeah, so thank you so much, Barbara. Yeah, very, very grateful to you for offering those two packages, especially in these times, because it's really, really important, like you said earlier, to be able to manage our energy and be able to ground in our body, to embody our spirit in our body, because we need that to move through these experiences. And
also because as we, like, you know, as we crystallize and embody mm-hmm. spirit in the body, we activate yeah. our golden energy. And the golden energy is an energy that's like in the core of the earth, but it's also an energy that is within our bodies and the very deep layer of ourselves, in our, you know, in all that dormant DNA that we have that we're activating through this. And that is what contains our like life purpose and our joy for life, you know, and it's our materializing power. So like the golden energy is like the, you know, the spiritual material energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's that, like, it's like, you know, because sometimes it's very like we're spiritual, but it's like you're out there and you can't make things happen on this earth. You know, it's like because material and spiritual energies are very different. So, you know, it's like now we're bringing these together. The most important thing on this new earth is that we can bridge what these are brought together and they work in balance so that we keep them in balance always so that because we are all spirits, you know, we're all spirit beings. So it's bringing spirit into the body and materializing here what we came down to do. If that makes sense, mm-hmm. we're all like divine consciousness and we have gifts that we came down here to do. And the most important thing is like how we do them. With what vibration? So I think for now, like upgrading our vibration, like you know, making our vibration higher and higher and expanding our consciousness is so important of like how we understand things, to be able to expand our consciousnesses enough that we are able to understand how things are just perceptions. That there's nothing to actually like fight against, and that we, you know, so we see everything from like a deeper understanding.
Yeah, like from more compassionate and like from more understanding mm-hmm. like behind what is happening on the surface. Because mm-hmm. many times we just judge from the surface, but we don't try to understand why things are happening. Thank you so much, Barbara. Very grateful to you and everyone. Yeah, I highly recommend these packages and working with Barbara. I'm so honored that she's sharing her work with us today on the show. So again, you will find the two packages on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Barbara. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page or on the replay page. And you will receive in package A the personal energy signature recording, and then two extra light language recordings as bonuses. And for package B, you will receive you can join the four group energy transmission activations, and also one bonus light language recording. So, and also you have the two payment plans on the checkout page. So yeah, thank you again, Barbara. And can we take maybe a couple more questions from the audience? Hello?
I'm here, I don't know.
Oh, no, oh. I just asked if we can take more questions.
Oh.
Okay, I will invite one caller. We have Destiny from Michigan.
Hi, Mantas.
Hi, Destiny.
Hi, welcome Barbara. To the show.
Hi, Destiny.
Yes. Thank you. I'm noticing that there is, we can actually go into other like synthetic realities. Now, I'm thinking this may have to do with like alien interference, but do you know anything with regards to that, like how to get out of a synthetic reality?
No, I just know that if I have to say what I think is, try and be in your body as much and don't allow anyone to
that is the thing. It's hard when you are. It's like it'd be like the Matrix. So it's like a synthetic reality, and when that happens, it's like all of these beings can mess with you, and you have no control over that situation.
Mm-hmm.
So like literally, it's in their you're in their reality, and because you're in their reality, they can pretty much do anything they want. So you don't want to be in your body, because it's painful to be in your body because they do weird things to you.
You want to sort your energies, which is what I've been explaining, and come back into your body. You know, that's like we've let energies come in to our field, into our body. So it's sending all of that back and coming back in. You know.
Well, the way to do that is to get the aura cleared out. Okay, so if I were to get the aura clearing, would that help to clear out the synthetic realities as well?
Yeah, it's not an aura clearing. It's an aura transformation. So it's an upgrade of the aura. So yeah, it's like it does. Yeah, because before, when the whole process, what it is you are first, it's like, well, it's guided by the crystal energy, but the crystal energy will do a whole clearing of the body, you know, and clearing of all these unnecessary energies that, you know, you don't need to, like, so, you know, all karmic energies and collective energies, planetary energies, be it from our solar system or from other ones, doesn't matter, but it's like releasing all of those. And then it's a release of that aura, and then it's the creation of the crystal aura. And with that crystal aura, you are connected to your divine source, and nothing else can come in. It's impermeable.
So that's
coming, and then and spirit is coming into the body. You know, that is part of the process. So and that is you know, that to me is the most important thing. I mean, to come back into the body and to sustain this high frequency that we are. Up until now, we haven't been able to. Yeah.
Well, I had major heart surgery in 2017, and since then it's just been really weird. Like, all of these beings were in my body, and I've been, for the last 3 years, getting all of these beings out of my body. But since my awakening, I've come to realize that I'm halfway, like I'm in this reality sometimes, and then sometimes I go into a synthetic reality. And when that happens, it's like I'm totally disconnected from the earth. I guess my question is, would your program help me to break free from being stuck in a synthetic reality and pull me out of there into where I want to be with the real earth, with the fifth dimensional. It's like I'm stuck in the matrix, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you feel?
To me, going through everything I've gone through, it's only, that would be like a dream come true. I feel like I'm busting my chops here, doing everything I can to stay with the earth and connected to the earth. But that I feel like is part of my journey. My journey is getting back from being stuck in the synthetic reality, stuck in the matrix, to coming out of that.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I'm here to do.
Mm-hmm. And and you're.
And I know I'm not the only one that's probably having this. Like, I know that I'm not the only one that's going through this. So I guess I'm not only speaking for myself, but for anyone else.
No, there's a lot of people stuck within, there's like a lot of different energies within. You know, playing, and that's part of like this whole aura transformation. That's why I speak about it, and it's so important because it is just like getting rid of all those energies so that we can integrate spirit into the body.
And that would help. Your program would help to get rid of whatever is stopping me from that.
Yeah. But it's, but it has to be one's own choice to want to do that also, you know?
Thank you for
the question. That's very important. And there's a lot of people stuck also between like what we can call like 3D, because they're pulled back into the soul based type of living, so back into the karma, the same patterns, everything, and can't really step into 5D. Once you get your you can enter free will. And once you get your aura upgraded, that doesn't happen anymore. I mean, you always have the free will to go looking for, let's say, problems, but you are actually properly upgraded and you're connected to you're in fifth dimension, you're connected to the spiritual fire and with spirit in your body. So
thank you for that. That last bit that answered a lot. Thank you so much.
Yeah. If you're more interested, there's before undergoing aura transformation, there's a book to read to really understand, certain things and everything, but just email me and I can give you more information about it.
Thank you, Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Take much care. Thank you.
Yeah,
love you. Bye.
Thank you. Take care, honey. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Destiny. Much love. That was really beautiful. Thank you so much, Barbara. And like you said, it's really important to check within and make sure that decisions that we are making are coming from our own inner guidance. So thank you for that. And let's see, we have a question from Melissa. I really have a difficult time. I feel lost, like I don't know who I am at times. I have spiritual service work to do and don't understand why progress is continually thwarted.
Why what?
It's THWARTED, like thwarted maybe.
THWARTED. I don't know that word. I'm actually Spanish, so.
It's like it says like prevented from accomplishing something. So the meaning.
That's sometimes like, well, this is what I was explaining before, sometimes we have like this, we're not fully in our bodies and there's no balance like in between our material power and our spiritual power. So, so it's hard to materialize on earth. And there's so much interference and entanglements. Like it could be that there's like all these like, you know, unconscious. We have like so much in our conscious or unconscious limiting beliefs, of, you know, different energetic entanglements and stuff like that. So it's, I mean, it could be a whole different set of things, but it's once you're able to sort of get rid of those and be conscious of those, then you can start working from balance. And that's when coming into, you know, into the crystal golden energy is so important, because it changes everything. Instead of sort of having it, you know, when you have this crystal aura and you're protected, it's like instead of having ideas out there of like this spiritual mission that you have or whatever, it just becomes very tangible within ourselves and in our bodies. And it's like you just know your mission. It doesn't have to be anything that big, but like what you do it with with such joy and intent. And then it's just like your whole being, your whole body being moves you to do that. So you know you're on the right path. And if that is not integrated within, then it's sort of, you have this vision, but it's really hard to make physical, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Barbara, and also thank you so much, Melissa, for your question. Let's see. So yeah, Barbara, thank you so much for the guidance you gave our audience, and also the information you shared with us today about really embodying the spirit in our body, and also about aura transformation and how powerful it is, because it's really an experience that's really powerful to have. So thank you so much for that, and thank you also for the packages that you are offering to our audience. So, thank you.
Maybe like people are already like connecting to my energy, but I don't know if you want me to do just a short transmission. So people, they can either go to my website or YouTube and listen there, or if you want me to do like a little transmission here, I don't know.
It would be great time. If you can do it now.
And then people know. Okay.
Yeah.
So to everyone that's listening, if you want to just close your eyes and get comfortable, and then really just feel yourself connected to the earth. So coming into the breath, breathing in. I'm breathing out, just relaxing into the body and relaxing into the breath. With every breath in, there is life, and every breath out is death. Sarano ako arane arasura na tatare ne ako arasara na ko marate arano sarano ko au. Nara to arane asura na ka makara te arano e ka kari ate asure ni arane apo ara ka sara no mara te arano mara. Oh. So just relax and allow for your field to expand. Asurana parake arano arane asarano okomarate arano marasarane arau. Breathing in, breathing out, noticing your body. Focusing on your throat. Asara no amara te arako asara na marake arana ko arana asara na marate arana ko arana taratara taratara taratara. If you wish, putting your hands on your heart. Atu arana ko arane asara no marate arato akaria ne arasura na ko amarata taria ne ako amara asara na makaria te arano ko arata asara na marakaria te Ne arato arane ko asara no marata arono ko arane asara ni arako para ke arana tasura nana ko arane arasara na. So breathing in, focusing on the soles of your feet connecting into the earth. Asara no ko arane arasura nako wa makarate arane asara nako ko arane aratu arata asara nako aranako ko arane arata asara naka. Recognizing that you are here for something planted on this earth. Asura neka arano ako asara na mokarate arane asara no ko anaka ko araka kasara naka karia tiara naka karia nako arasara nako makare tiara. Thank you. Amakara to arani asu koko amarate arani asu kakako makarate arani saranama ko arani. Breathing in and breathing out. So just allowing for all these frequencies to integrate in the body, to rejoice in every cell. And allowing for every cell to activate. You might feel parts of your body a little bit tingly or shaky. Just notice them. That is stuff activating. And for those of you that will join the group, this is sort of a little taster of what it will be, but there is a lot of joy for you coming on to connect into these energies. And for, the group calls, you receive a recording after, so you can keep listening to it as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Barbara. I really love your light language. It really feels very powerful, and also the voice, the toning you are doing, it's very grounding. So thank you so much for sharing that. And also everyone, we'd love to hear your feedback. What did you experience through that? And later I will share it with Barbara. So so thank you so much.
Thank
Barbara.
You so much, Moses. That was so beautiful. Thank you for letting me share. It's very special.
Thank you to you. Very grateful to you. And also everyone, thank you so much for being here, for sharing with us this space and sharing with us your beautiful energies. And also thank you so much for those who ask their questions. And again, I really recommend working with Barbara and taking advantage of one of her two packages. And you can find them on yourdivineuniqueness.com/Barbara, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page or on the replay page. And you will receive in package A your personal energy signature recording plus two bonuses, extra light language recordings. And also in package B, you can join the four group energy transmission activations plus one light language recording as a bonus. Again, thank you so much, everyone. And I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.